to the Jeff Porter Show on FM Talk 106.5. Thanks for sticking with us on this Wednesday. 251-343-0106. Time pending. I will get to any of your text submissions, like I said, time permitting. But joining us now, he is the House Majority Leader. Always a pleasure to bring on Scott Stadagan from Hartzell, from Morgan County, with us. Leader, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well, Jeff. How are you doing, my man?
Doing well, doing well. Thanks for coming on and making time for us. We appreciate it. So, I guess over the last several days, you had a bill that's made some headlines, and our more left-leaning news outlets have seem to be taking issue with it. But I think most of us in this state will cheer it on. But it's a bill that would block any of these so-called drag queen performances in our public institutions, libraries, schools, and apparently Space Camp as well.
That's right. Yeah, so the Space Camp is actually a different section to the bill. It's HB 67. We filed this bill for the protection of children, you know, and most of the bills I file are, you know, that are controversial, but that's the reason behind it. So the first section of that bill will not allow someone to dress in a sexual manner in front of kids without their parents' permission. And we've seen it with 1819. I've covered several stories where we have seen drag queen shows like in front of minors, and it's extremely inappropriate. I think those are to the effect of being a sexual predator, you know, putting certain things in front of kids that they shouldn't see at that age. And it's indoctrinating them. It's grooming them to accept this and make this the new norm. And we're going to make sure that that's not the new norm. That's not the way this our state's going to be in the future.
Well, it's and I think most people in this state would go along with it, even in a lot of the blue precincts. But it's like a bigger thing, Leader. It's, you know, if we lived in California and Santa Monica, or we lived in Boston or wherever, and people wanted this, it would be one thing. You know, they decided this is what we think is better for our people, and they had a meeting and they voted on it, and people said, hear ye, we're going to have drag shows at every town square and celebrate it. And that's one thing. But here in Alabama, we never got that opportunity. We were told, you don't know what's good for you. You need to have these things. You need to have your children exposed to this lifestyle so that someday your child will accept it, or whatever their motivation is. That's where people take issue.
Yeah. You know, if you go to any parent in the state of Alabama, and if you say, are you okay with your child experiencing this type of event? Are you okay with a grown man in a dress sharing and expressing himself in a sexual explicit manner to your 6-year-old or your 8-year-old or your 10-year-old? Are you okay with that? I can't imagine a single parent in the state of Alabama saying, yes, yeah, that's perfectly okay, right? So we're okay with that. We think it's great. I just can't imagine if you are answering that question as a parent. That just baffles me. And the second part of the bill is directed towards the Space Camp issue that was taking place a couple years back. And it's basically, you know, when your kid goes to this camp or any camp in the state of Alabama, it's just not singling out that one. But when that child goes to the camp as a parent and I drop that kid off, I drive away, I need to have the safe feeling in my stomach that my kid is going to be okay. There's not going to be males that are going to be sleeping and showering and in the bathrooms with my daughter. And I think it's common sense, but it's sad that we're to the point where that's where we are in our society. And we have to do this kind of stuff, which is really sad.
It's funny how like the institutional left in the state, all 12 of them, they take exception to it. They don't really care about what the average Alabamian thinks. It's just that this very select minority needs to it has to be protected at all cost. It's just not you want that, you go somewhere else. It's just not what the people here in the state time and time have said. They have rejected that stuff. Yet we have these like no better than you and I leader who want us to be forced. Well, they want that forced upon us.
That's right. I mean, just like the Christmas parade, you know, in Prattville. I mean, for crying out loud, you know, you're trying to expose children in a Christmas setting to get excited. I mean, we go to Christmas events as a family, and you're there. Number one, you're honoring Christ, right? And people are pushing these types of agendas on our kids, not only every day, but also now we're jumping into the phase of when we're supposed to be celebrating Christ. Now we're pushing this agenda on that. And it's time. We need to draw the line in the sand. I had somebody that, you know, was on the opposite side, you know, obviously a Democrat and supported drag shows and all that. And I told them, we live in a free country. And guess what? If you want to do a drag show, do it. I don't care. But guess what? When you bring minors into that show, that's where we draw the line, and where we have a problem. But as an American, we do live in a free country. And you do have the right to do whatever you want to do or be whoever you want to be. But at the end of the day, when you are involving children and grooming them and indoctrinating them, that's where we draw the line. And you know, they just couldn't accept that answer. And, I mean, that's literally, I just can't make it more clear for them.
Well, you bring up the Prattville Christmas Parade, and Dale Jackson and earlier this week and are talking about it. You get to this point with this stuff where these people are just wanting to tear down tradition. They just want to tear down our cultural traditions and impose a new set of standards on them. And they reject them or whatever, but that's not what we want. And every time they do that, I mean, the difference is you can have that opinion, that they're using the power of government. In this case, they used a federal judge to impose this new cultural standard on us, and we didn't really have a say in it. It just, this is what you're going to get. It's a free speech issue. And I mean, maybe that is true to some degree, but that's not the intent here at all.
100%. You know, perfect example is the federal judge's opinion. In that case, to allow that to take place when, you know, I think, you know, the judge's responsibility is to follow the law, you know, and I think they are taking full advantage. And on the flip side of that, let's go back to CD2, completely gerrymandering, disadvantage to Republicans in CD2. And at the end of the day, I think we just, and everyone listening, we just have to stand for what's right, regardless of what we're going through. If you see something wrong, you call it out and you stand for what's right. And if we don't do that as Alabamians, we will be so far behind by the time that we do have a fighting chance, it'll be too late.
Joined by House Majority Leader Scott Stadhagen here on the program. Well, let's talk about the bill specifically. I mean, getting it done, getting it through. What does that look like? Have you talked to your colleagues? Do you have, you know, this obviously would be a 2025 bill. What do you think? What's it looking like at this point?
Yeah, I mean, ultimately, Jeff, it's got to go through the process. We talked about several bills during our caucus retreat. Several members came to the front and they expressed some of the legislation they're carrying and they're passionate about. Of course, this one is mine. I feel very optimistic about it. I know there was a left-wing article about, you know, they've tried and failed several times, but that's actually not necessarily true. I've tried these amendments in the past on different bills, which actually were very successful in the House. They ran out of time in the Senate. And this year I just decided to put two of my amendments together, make a single bill. So, I mean, technically, they were not a failure in the past, as they were portraying. The House representatives supported them very well. I'm hoping they do that in the future. But, of course, with the process, you never know what will take place. I think this is something we have got to we've got to get through and get signed into law as soon as possible and protect the kids of our state.
Yeah, and the objection here is what? That we're, you know, is this even an appropriate thing for these public forums? And like I said, the leader, it's like that decision was made for us. Like, you don't know what is good for you. You need us with the liberal arts degree from whatever state school, sitting in a library with a mask on, telling you what is good for you and what we're going to put on at our little, you know, our little left wing playground. And that's not the way it was meant to be.
Correct. You know, and also, Jeff, you think about it, nobody is telling people in their personal adult lives what they can support and what they can like and what they can do. It's a free country. You know, it's when you're indoctrinating these kids through the libraries with the books. Oh, my goodness. I mean, all the stuff that I've seen lately, what's taking place in our libraries in the past several years, is sickening, because these kids are going to a library. And let's think about this. Let's think about if one of those books that y'all have reported on, let's think about if one of those books were to hit the shelves 3 to 4 decades ago. What do you think the state of Alabama would have done if that took place, right? And it's like they move inch by inch, indoctrinate. And by the time, you know, time passes, they, you know, it's almost too late if you don't have people standing up and fighting for it. I mean, and we, the people who fight for it get lashed at and they come at us, and that's great. That's why we're doing what we do. That's our jobs. But at the end of the day, if we don't stand strong and say something, we see something's wrong. If you're in a library with your kid, you see a book, guess what? Call it out. This is not appropriate for a 10-year-old to be seeing, right? And that's the job of a parent. That's the job of a pastor. That's the job of a teacher. I mean, if you see something that is inappropriate for a child at that age, holy moly, we got to start taking a stand and moving in the right direction in our state, because if we don't, they will win and our kids will be indoctrinated. And two more decades from now, this will be accepted, right? So that is literally the challenge for the state, not only with our legislators, but and with you guys and with all the parents. That's literally where we're at right now.
Well, tell you what it is, leader, and I think, you know, I think we were led to believe something that isn't true. And I talked to Joey Clark about this earlier. Like, we, after George Floyd, the institutions in our country, the big ones, Wall Street, high finance, marketing houses in New York City, Hollywood's always been kind of left wing, even the political establishment, the mainstream media, led us to believe that the country had made a decisive move toward these more progressive policies, that we bought into all this DEI nonsense, that, you know, and things were different, and this is the way we're going to live our lives now. And companies sort of went along with it, thinking, well, this is where the country is now, then we need to change our way of doing business, we need to adopt these policies. And then, like, the Trump election occurs, and it turns out, like, they had been lied to or misled, and that there's got to be, like, a correction underway here. Here's the point. Like, this isn't really what the country wants. They're more mainstream than this. They're more traditional. Donald Trump may represent, you know, different things to different people, but one of the things he represents to a lot of people is sort of a return to this, like, traditional America that we grew up with or whatever. And that isn't, you know, having men or transgender men or women in a bathroom setting, whatever that is. That the November 5th election is part of the correction mechanism that we've so been longing for.
Well, absolutely. And, you know, the left has had a well-oiled machine pushing this agenda and for us to accept it. And they are using people. And for a perfect example, turn on Mickey Mouse Playhouse cartoon show and you will have rainbow flags all over the place. You will have a Mickey and Mickey. You will have different things that are plugging into kids to make them feel like this is what life should be like. And I'm not saying for certain people it's not. But for a 4-year-old kid to be sitting there watching a cartoon, yes, that's extremely inappropriate. That is not what they need to be seeing on a cartoon. They need to be seeing Mickey Mouse and Minnie Mouse, and just that's the problem that these corporations are getting, they're starting to realize now, well, I want to be profitable, but guess what? I put my poker chips on the wrong table, right? So now I think they are backing up a little bit after the election, and they are realizing that the American people, they are wanting that traditional, wholesome view of a family again. And that's how we want to raise our kids. Now, I'm not saying that they can't do whatever they want to do. It's a free country. But just don't indoctrinate our kids. That's it.
Yeah, don't do it. But, I mean, this is, like I said, there was just this notion that prevailed. And whenever you walked in, like, Target or whenever you walked in, you turned on the Disney Channel, it's rainbow flags. And that's, the country is just not where I think a lot of these, maybe these places want this to be the norm, but I think just some of these people that Bud Light had to learn the hard way, right? This is just not where people are. It is so far removed from where the public actually is.
I agree. And I think also in pastors, I want to challenge every pastor in the state of Alabama, because I think pastors are scared to stand because of the politics in the church. I think they're scared of upsetting somebody, and that's where our society is now, is they don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. They're scared of backlash. But at the end of the day, if we turn this table back three decades ago, and if any of this stuff were to try to take place, you would have every single preacher in the state of Alabama standing on the rooftops, I mean, fighting this tooth and nail. But it's got to the point now, everybody's just wanting to be quiet. They don't want to upset anybody. They don't want backlash towards them. I mean, y'all got a pastor down there in your neck of the woods that I admire, because he stands for what's right. He's not afraid. And that's what we need on a statewide level. In a national level, we need to say, this is what we stand for with our kids. Not saying you can't do whatever you're going to do, but don't indoctrinate our kids. I've got another bill I'm going to drop that hasn't made the headlines yet, but and as simple as you cannot use pronouns in school classrooms. I mean, that's where we have come to our society, for kids not to be able to give teachers the protection where they don't have to worry about using pronouns in a classroom, you know, and that's, we've got to turn it around and flip it right is what we got to do.
Refer to Travis Johnson of Pathway Church, I assume there, but leader, we're way long here. We got to let you go, but thanks for hopping on this morning.
Thank you, Jeff, and Merry Christmas, my man.
Merry Christmas to you, too. That is House Majority Leader Scott Stadegan. We'll be right back. This is FM Talk 106.5. But honey, now I